cars and stuff. I hated cars because I'd always have to work. And every time, you know, like, when you work with him, like, he wasn't fast enough or something, you know. You know, that way. You know, like, yeah. He believed the best way to teach you to learn is knock it into you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you won't make a mistake if you don't want to get it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's why you're so scared. You know, you make mistakes because you're afraid not to make them.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And that, like, he got along with my brother, Butter. My brother liked fooling with motors and stuff. Like, my brother's real mechanically inclined. My brother-in-law is. And all, you know, they're mechanically inclined. Like, they can take something and just put it together. Like, my brother took, like, a bicycle frame, took a lawnmower motor, put on it, made him a motorcycle. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He builds his own, like, go-kart. Like, wanted a motor for his pond boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He took, like, a lawnmower motor, driving shaft, and welded this, and measured that, made him a motor. And that motor got us. We went to Clark Hill one day. That motor, like all lawnmowers, they get hot, they shut off, they don't crank.
Mm-hmm.
They got us about 5 miles up the middle of nowhere, and that joker wouldn't crank, we had to roll back. And all morning, we was going up there, and I was about drunk, and I said, "What's all paddle?" I asked him if he had a paddle, he said, "No." So I bought it. God, I could have kissed that paddle, because without that paddle, we'd have, I don't know how we'd have got back.
Yeah.
But he's kind of, Mama, she's real good. Everybody loves her, because she's real good natured, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all like that. But how him two, they got together, I'll never know, you know, for the two different types of people, I guess.
Does she work?
No, she's never worked. Daddy wouldn't let that.
Yeah. What about your grandparents, about her parents, do you know anything?
Well, Grandpa, he died a long time ago. Grandma, she died. And Grandma, she died. She could probably still be alive. She died, God, years ago. But she, the way she died, she didn't believe it. She's from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
They come over here. Anyway, I think she had about 11, 12 brothers and sisters and that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but not, you know, like, they, you know, didn't go to doctors and stuff. And she had she hurt her foot or something, got infected, and that whole leg was flat. I assume it's gangrene, right,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what killed her. She wasn't gone. She was about 84 or 5 then,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, but that's the way she, you know.
Did you know her?
I saw her and all. I met Grandpa, you know, but, I mean, you know, he went first, you know, but.
Yeah.
I met him in Milmar.
What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know what he did. They spoke Polish, you know, mostly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't know what was going on, you know, language-wise.
Uh-huh.
You know, they spoke Polish, like, to speak to Grandma, you know, even up to the day she died, you had to speak Polish, you know, because there wasn't that many words of English she knew.
Huh.
You know, I mean, you had to speak Polish to her.
Yeah. What about on your father's side, you know?
Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
See, I mean, he just never says much.
Well, how did you all end up down here? Because of Fort Gordon.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell me something about the place where you grew up. The house. What was the house like?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, what kind of house did you have out there?
So what you saw it. But I mean,
did I see it? Did you show it?
Yeah, that when we went by and I showed you Mr. Brown, that's my mom and his house over there on the corner.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know. Oh, you must not have heard me.
I wasn't listening properly. What you were saying.
Well, there's a crossing there.
I see.
On that corner that goes down that road.
Uh-huh.
You know, I told you it used to be woods out there. It's that field and it's the same. That wooden house that was on the corner there.
Okay.
Just the house, I guess.
Okay.
It's built.
How many rooms did it have?
Let's see. It's got kitchen, dining room, living room. 3 bedrooms, and a bath.
Mm-hmm. 3 bedrooms, probably about.